Chris Duke is on the line. He is the host of Motors TV. Chris, how you doing? And I'm now part of Motors TV. We do a section called Rides with a Z, because Motors, M-O-T-O-R-Z .TV online and in over 100 million homes on different Time Warner Cable and all the rest places around the country and around the world. I know we're in Canada with the TV show. So doing a little, you know, a little TV myself with Chris, who's been on for, you're in your sixth season right now, I think 82, 83 episodes. Congratulations on the success of your show, too.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, 81. You're in number 81.
Ah, there we go, which is online right now. You guys can see kind of a little intro to who Alan Taylor is on the new the newest version of Motors TV. Also, Joe Petrella, your old neighbor, is on the line from RPM Rare Performance Motor Cars. Joe, you still there?
I'm still here. How you doing, Chris? How you been?
It's too funny, right? That Chris Duke and Joe Petrella, if you lost him, call him back. Or have him call back. But it's too funny. You guys were neighbors in San Diego, and you would see each other's trucks all the time, and then all of a sudden, it's like you guys meet on the radio almost, right?
Yeah, he lived, you know, he lived a couple blocks away in the same development that we lived in San Diego, and, you know, and I'd always see his truck go by with the Motors logo on the side and everything, and we'd wave because I'd always have hot rods and, you know, muscle cars in the driveway, or might bring maybe one of my car trailers home with a load of cars on it sometimes. And, you know, we never really connected other than, hey, how you doing? We waved, and that was about it. But I knew he had the show going on. And it took for me to leave San Diego, come back to Scottsdale, to connect a little bit closer with Chris and online and Facebook and in the car world and whatnot. So it's a huge world, but it's very tiny.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, you know what? Part of the Motors TV world is fixing up some cars. And Joe, maybe Chris and us should get together and talk about maybe you helping us find a car that we could fix up, and then we'll go through the whole process of maybe taking it to an auction and selling it. Chris, back on the line with us. Chris, what do you think about that? Did you hear my idea?
I dropped off for a minute. Sorry about that. What was the idea? Are you talking to Joe about a particular project vehicle idea or what?
Yeah, I said maybe he can help us find something we could, you know, do some custom work to, and, you know, take something that's a sleeper and build it up on the show and then run it through Barrett Jackson or something. Because, I mean, there's nobody better at this stuff at Barrett Jackson than Joe Petrella, just so you know.
I know, he's the man.
We could collaborate on that, do a full circle where we start with the hunt, get the car, you guys do your dance and do your thing on it.
Exactly.
I do my thing on it, and then we go on, and then we just, you know, party when we cash the check.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that sounds like a good idea, actually.
See?
You'll be at FEMA next week. It's Saturday, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know what? Good ideas are born on the radio right here on The Drive. Stay with us, Joe, Chris Duke from Motors TV, Joe Petrella from RPM, Rare Performance Motor Cars, rpmotorcars.com on the web. You can watch that episode that I'm in. I'm now on the Motors TV television show at Motors, MOTORZ.TV. And let us know what you think. Well, it's Motley Crue, and they're playing here at Gas Monkey Live. I'm in Dallas, Texas. This is The Drive, brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. By the way, check out the Craftsman Club, where there is a chance to win a trip to the Indy 500. And Chris Duke on the line from Motors TV. He's my new co-host. I'm his new co-host. It's his show. He's been doing it for six or so years, 81 episodes, all available on YouTube. You can be one of the almost 60,000 people that are subscribers to the YouTube channels for Motors TV, M-O-T-O-R-Z. Check it out on YouTube. Chris is one of the most honest, decent, hardworking guys I have ever met. Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show is brought to you in part by Haynes Automotive Repair Manuals. They make over 400 of them. They more than likely make one for your car. They're the worldwide leader of automotive and motorcycle repair information for over 50 years. Haynes, HAYNES.com, and that was Motley Crue. Tonight, here at Gas Monkey Live in Dallas, Texas, where I'm doing a live show this morning, Motley Crue is going to be playing to a very, very small group of people, even though they play to mostly sold-out venues like Madison Square Gardens. There's only going to be, I think, 3,000 or 4,000 people tops here at this place, because that would be over capacity at Gas Monkey Live. Richard Rollins, my friend from Fast and Loud on Discovery Channel, he is a runaway success story in the automotive industry. And guys like myself and Joe Petrella, Chris Duke, we want to just be in his shadow right now as he's doing hundreds of millions of dollars in business because of a crazy idea he had called Gas Monkey Garage. That was actually his business. And he did exactly what we do as car guys, play with cars. Chris Duke back online with us. Joe Petrella back online. Let's talk about SEMA, because I'm going here, and Chris, and I know I'm going to stop at RPM and look at this BMW that Joe has. Joe not going. I cannot believe it. But Joe also, you know, everybody, Joe Petrella was Joe the Hat from Lords of the Car Hordes on Discovery Channel 2. And there's a lot of good programming, fun car guy programming. Discovery is doing a really good job with Velocity Channel. And I know my friend Barry McGuire from Car Crazy Television is, he's got me going to be on his show. Richard Rollins just told me, he says, I got to be there Tuesday to be on Barry McGuire's show on Car Crazy TV. And the best part is, as long as we can all have fun with each other on these TV shows and not start, you know, kind of car wars, you might say, because at the end of the day, we're just trying to have fun, right? And if you guys want to watch it or listen to it, that's what it's all about, because not everybody gets to live the life of Riley the way we do, I guess, in the car business is the best way to say it. Every day I wake up and I think to myself, I am a lucky guy, or a better word, fortunate. I'm blessed. And that, actually, Richard Rollins said it. He goes, you know what? I consider myself very blessed. And it's funny, because you look at this guy and he's a bit of a wild man, and you think to yourself, he never thinks about that. But you know what? You got to consider yourself blessed to be in the car business, because it's just so fun. Yeah, there's ups and downs, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's still better than having to, you know, deal with human refuse, if you know what I'm saying. I have a friend who he deals with porta potties, and I'm like, man, I don't want your job. I'm glad I get to drive a new car every week. You know,
I get up, look forward to go to my office, my shop, my showroom, and do what I do every day. My day starts about 6:30 in the morning and ends at about 2 a.m. because I don't stop once I get home at 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night. I have dinner, hang out with the family, the kids. They all go to bed about 10 o'clock. I'm on the computer, going back to work, looking for more cars, looking for deals, working angles, trying to find the next big thing, and that's what I do day in, day out. And I wouldn't do anything differently, and I wouldn't do anything else. That's all I want to do.
You know, the funny part about that is that you were a neighbor of a guy named Chris Duke, who started Motors TV, and the story here is another one of those American, to me, it's like the living the American dream, because Chris, you know, yes, loves cars, but he's also, you know, he also has kind of another job that he does in the tech world. And this car thing was kind of a spinoff, a guy trying to live his dream. Am I right, Chris?
Yeah, exactly. It was a hobby, and that just turned into something. You know, I'd never been on television before. I'd never even produced a television show before. So it was all a learning experience, much like the automotive industry is, just trying to figure everything out. And, you know, here I am 6 years later and still doing it. And like Joe said, you know, it's something that you're working at constantly, and you do too, Alan. You know, it's constantly, you know, sleepless nights, and, you know, you've got to juggle that with other responsibilities in life, such as family. So,
yeah. Well, and we are all family men, which I'm happy to say. I see Joe taking his son to all these different events. I don't know how many, what do you got, like 12 kids? How many kids, Joe?
I just got two. You've met my son. You've met my son, Joe Jr., and then I have my daughter's 11. My daughter's at Scottsdale, and she comes to Vegas with the family. So it's always a lot of fun having them all there.
Chris, I know you have a few also.
Yep, I've got a 9 and 19. Actually, she's almost 9, two daughters. So, and they love it.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And I have four kids, and my oldest has worked for me for 10 years. He's 27 come February. And his wife also works for me, and my daughter is a photographer for me. She's 22, getting married pretty quick. My next one is 18. He works at a tire store called Les Schwab, which, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best tire companies, what do you want to call it, repair shop type companies that sells tires for all the different tire manufacturers. But they're like the military. I mean, everything they do, they're running. They're all about, a nice uniform, short hair, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, thank you, please. I mean, it's like this tire place is teaching my son how to be a better man, which I happen to absolutely love.
And that's Les Schwab, great quality of service.
That's exactly right.
Of service. We don't see that anymore.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And Les Schwab, hats off to Les Schwab Tire Company for doing such a great job. We're going to take another break, come back, talk a little bit more about the car biz from whatever standpoint we have, whether it's television, radio, or just being an automotive journalist. We'll be right back. One foot on the brake and one on the gas. Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show is brought to you in part by Dodge, Born Dodge. We're here for the 100th anniversary of Dodge at Gas Monkey Live, Dallas, Texas today. I'm Alan Taylor. On the line with us, Chris Duke from Motors TV and also Joe Petralia from RPM, Rare Performance Motor Cars. Joe, what? Joe, hold on a second, Joe. I got to ask Chris Duke. Chris.
Why?
Did I see right that your face is in Consumer's Digest?
Yeah, out on newsstands today, I think, November 1st. It's the November-December issue, and they interviewed me for a story about the connected car. So my mug's in there. I don't know what page it is, but if you go to consumersdigest.com and you just search for Chris Duke, you'll be able to find the article really quick. But, yeah, it's out now.
Well, you were talking, obviously, about going to SEMA, where I know that as soon as this show is over, you're going to, what did you say, do the three S's and then get in the car and drive away?
Do the what?
The three S's, shower and shave.
Three S's, oh my God. Exactly. I'm going to get off this radio show with you, jump in the shower, and then Brian and Tammy are going to come over and pick me up in their Super Duty. We've got the Jeep on a flatbed, and then we're going to tow that thing to Vegas and get in sometime later on today, around 4 or 5 o'clock, and hopefully, I think today we'll be able to drive that thing right into the Hypertech booth in the Central Hall, where it will live until next Saturday, or actually next Friday, and then we take it out for the SEMA Ignited event.
Well, by the way, we're going to be there together. I'm on Chris's show now, Motors TV, MORTORZ.TV. You can see the episode online. And we're going to do this radio show and a number of radio shows live at SEMA. I shouldn't say live. Technically, it's live to tape because we're going to tape it during the week, and it'll play next weekend and perhaps even the weekend after, depending. I have so many people booked on the show. Joe Petralia, unfortunately, not going. I'm amazed that he's not going, but he's got so many cars going to Barrett Jackson and so many things going on.
And Alan, I just got another building. We're in the final phase of finishing, prep work and construction for expanding the facility, so I can't get out of town. I just can't leave, and it's killing me that I can't be up there. But I gotta take care of this.
Well, if I buy that BMW from you, maybe you bring it to Vegas, and I'll fly you home.
Yeah, we may be able to work something out.
Okay. So speaking of Vegas, once again, the Jeep that has been being built on Motors.TV, you can watch it online, is the vehicle that's being displayed. A beautiful, beautiful Jeep, supercharged, lift kit, I mean, all kinds of awesome things. suspension. I don't even know how to explain. You can check it out at motors.tv. Let's take another break, and we'll come back and do the final thoughts on the show. Again, today I am at Gas Monkey Bar and Grill, actually at Gas Monkey Live, which is the venue across the way. Tonight, tickets are sold out. Too late. Motley Crue going to be playing here live at Gas Monkey Live. Hats off to Richard Rollins for his success of Fast and Loud on Discovery Channel. Don't forget, you can watch me and Chris Duke. We'll have to figure out a way to get Joe Petrelli on the show somehow on motors.tv, motors with a Z, motors.tv online. And we're going to take a little break. Be right back. This is The Drive. Well, you are listening to The Drive with Alan Taylor. That's me with Chris Duke. That's him with Joe Petrelli. That's the other guy. And I am very proud to be associated with these two guys. They're both great dudes. They both are guys that if you need to know something about a car, you either watch Motors TV and learn how to do it, or you go to RPM, RPMotorcars.com, and you buy it. Or you can talk to Joe Petrelli and find out more about something you want to buy. The guy's a plethora of automotive, classic car, and muscle car information.
A plethora.
Yes, a plethora. The three S's. Anyway, speaking of the three S's, of which Chris will be doing momentarily after the show ends, Chris and I have created a new partnership, and we are now doing the Motors TV together. Chris is the how-to tool man. He is the Tim the Tool Man Taylor, Chris Taylor, Chris Allen Taylor. No, actually, I'm supposed to be the tool man Taylor. What is that? What is going on there? I'll be the rides. Alan, the rides guy Taylor. That's fair. But you are the tool man for Craftsman Tools. We're both sponsored, and our shows are both sponsored by Craftsman. And they're going to be showing some new tools at SEMA and some new products there. What do you remember what they were telling us about there?
Yeah, and I just found out about them a couple of days ago. And so it's always exciting to learn about new tools. But they've got this mock series that they've been slowly releasing new tools throughout the year. And they've got two new tools that they're releasing soon. Actually, you can't even get your hands on them yet unless you go to the SEMA show and see them next week. But one of them's it's a T-handle screwdriver. You know those speed wrenches with the kind of bend in it for your hand?
Right.
It's kind of like that, but it's straight, and it's a T-handle. And then they've got a adjustable wrench, you know, your typical, crescent wrench, or it's adjustable wrench, but it's got instead of that worm gear that's on it that you twist with your thumb, it's got like a slide on the handle that you kind of move up and down along the handle. And so those are two new mock tools, so I'm excited to see those. And then they've got a new Craftsman heated jacket that works off those. Most of their new tools that they're coming out with are C3 based, but this is a heated jacket that uses the Nextech battery. You kind of slide it into a pocket. And you've got this little button on the chest that you press it three times for three different heat settings.
And I love this.
Now, where were those jackets when I was riding motorcycles in the Northeast 20 years ago?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to get one for my son because winter is coming, and you know I live in Oregon when I'm not on the road, like in Dallas, like I am right now. But I mean, it's like it was 37 degrees in Dallas this morning, snow in the Reno Mountains above Reno and Truckee, Nevada. I mean, there's snow going around. It's perfect time for this product to come out. Great job, Craftsman.
I know,
and
we're getting
good.
We're giving one away at our website. If you go to or our Facebook page, if you go to facebook.com/MotorsTV, you'll see the giveaway button. We're actually giving away one of these jackets this month, and I think I've got one coming next week. And it comes in two different styles. One's black, and the other one's camo. And they're pretty inexpensive. They're about $100. So you slide this Nextech battery into this pocket, and it's also got this other pocket where you could pull out and then connect your phone and charge your phone. And it's really cool. So I'm excited to see that next week. And I want to get a ton of these things because they're incredible. And then the other two products that they're introducing are C3 based. They're 19.2 volt. They're both radios with Bluetooth. They've had a radio in the past. I've got one here in my shop. It's just AM/FM. But they've got two new ones that are coming out. that also support Bluetooth and have a bunch of other features, two different styles and sizes. So
it's brilliant. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what? But I know you are the same way. You and I, Tim Allen's a friend of ours, and he was Tim the Toolman Taylor. We grew up watching Tool Time on his TV show, and you know, it's like now we're living the life that he was acting out on TV. You know, it's too funny, right?
Exactly. And I just love tools. So to be able to you know, work with craftsmen and to talk about and introduce some of these new tools is fantastic. I love it.
No question. Also,
first tool set I ever had was a Craftsman.
There you go.
I still have my first toolbox from when I was about 12 years old.
That is awesome. The app, Motors TV app, you can also listen to this radio show, right, Chris?
Yeah, we didn't get to that last weekend, but yeah, the app was updated about 2 weeks ago or so, and it's for iOS and Android. Now there's a radio tab at the bottom of it. You can tap that, and not only can you watch the segments like this one for Motors TV, but also The Drive and Street Rod and Custom Radio.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you for doing that, by the way. My new tech friend, my new tool man, Tim the Tool Man, Chris Duke Taylor. Duke Taylor Productions. How do you like that? I'm now on Motors TV with Chris, MOTORZ.com. Also, RPMotorCars.com for...